This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Real estate markets run in cycles, and right now, our regional market is soaring. While the national median price for a home is just over $200,000, the median price paid for a home in the nine-county Bay Area last month was just about $600. And in San Francisco, it hit $1 million for the first time over the summer. San Francisco now ranks as the third least affordable housing market in the world, behind Hong Kong and Sydney.
There's so much money that's pouring into the Bay Area economy, specifically from IPOs, as we discussed, and stock market gains, that it's really those are the people who are really driving home prices right now. It's sort of lifting off. It's like a balloon floating in the sky.
That's an interview with Michael Brown of Bayport Financial Mortgage from Cron 4. Here's the thing. It's not a recent interview. It was recorded in 1999. Brown was warning of a housing bubble during the height of the first dot-com boom. We all know what happened. The bubble popped. It inflated again around 2003. Then there was the mortgage meltdown. Now, home prices have recovered to levels higher than ever before here in the Bay Area. So it begs the question, are we in another housing bubble, or is this a housing crisis? KALW's Liz Pfeffer has more.
Over the past few years, business has been thriving for real estate agent Jamie Comer. She specializes in lofts in San Francisco's Dog Patch and South of Market neighborhoods, where many of her young, well-heeled tech clients are scooping up properties. But recently, the market has started to get choppy.
If you had talked to me 8 months ago, I would still say, oh yeah, you're seeing at least 5 to 8 offers on every property. That's not the case as much anymore. Frequently, you're seeing 2 to 3 offers. And of course, it depends on the category. You know, a $1.5 million home is very different than a one-bedroom condo. The buyer pool is different.
Today, Comer is showing a sleek 2-bedroom live-work loft in Dog Patch. It's 3 stories with an urban indoor-outdoor feel. Ceiling-high windows let in a cool breeze and noise from the nearby freeway. The listing price is $899,000, but she expects it will sell for closer to $1 million.
Hi there.
Hi.
Real estate broker Dan Dodd is stopping by on behalf of clients who have been looking for a while.
They're currently renting?
Mm-hmm. One works for Square, one works for Apple.
Okay, got it. So they're both tech people.
They've written 5 or 6 times. Yeah, on 5 or 6 different properties and lost out every time.
Is this pretty common right now?
It's not really common for my buyers. For this particular set of buyers, they're right at the threshold of what they can afford. So it means they have to be able to sort of suffer through more disappointment. But eventually we'll get something for them.
So even if you have $1 million, it's a tough market. And if you don't, it's even tougher. That's the downside to an upswinging economy. Home prices get so high that home ownership can become unattainable. Or you can sell your home for a profit but still not be able to afford to buy something bigger. This is the case in San Francisco, where real estate values are outpacing incomes. If you're having deja vu, that's because we've seen the local real estate bubble burst twice in the last decade or so. But if you're worrying about or waiting for the next pop, experts say don't hold your breath.
We should think of a housing bubble as an acute condition, something that can come on quickly, it's very sharp, but won't last forever.
Jed Kolko is chief economist for the real estate website Trulia. He uses data to understand housing markets nationwide, but Trulia is based right here in San Francisco. Kolko says the housing issues here aren't the kind of acute condition that characterize a bubble. What we have is a chronic problem.
That can arise because there's more demand for housing than there is supply.
It's something to take note of because whatever the current state of the housing market is, people feel like it's going to last forever. There are some factors that change all the time. Interest rates, inventory in certain categories, things like this. But San Francisco's chronic problem is a lack of housing for middle and lower income people. It's not that they can't afford it. It's that it doesn't exist. And real estate investors and speculators are helping drive up that demand.
They start bidding up the price of housing, partly because they expect prices will keep rising. But we know after last decade that home prices don't only go up. they can also go down.
That doesn't mean prices are about to level off. Bay Area homes are actually selling for around what they're worth. Economists determine whether the price of a house is too high based on things called fundamentals, like income and rents in a particular region.
In the San Francisco area right now, prices look about 12% overvalued compared to where they should be based on local fundamentals. During the height of last decade's housing bubble, though, prices looked almost 50% overvalued.
And the more prices are overvalued, the closer we are to a housing bubble and a price crash, which is what led to the foreclosure crisis in 2008.
Now, that doesn't mean that housing is affordable in San Francisco today. Not even close. Poor affordability is the chronic condition of the Bay Area's housing market.
That's in part because in San Francisco, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. According to the Brookings Institution, which reported that from 2007 to 2012, San Francisco's income gap widened more than any other U.S. city. Households at the 95th percentile earned about $350,000 a year, while households at the 20th percentile earned just over $21,000. That huge disparity makes it pretty hard to determine what the average San Franciscan should be able to afford.
There's no perfect way to know what home prices should be at any one point in time. Measuring fundamentals is as much art as it is science.
And do you not know that you're in a bubble until the bubble has been blown up?
One reason that bubbles form is it's very hard to know whether you're in a housing bubble until they pop.
Let's assume this isn't a housing bubble, that we're in the midst of a serious affordability crisis. How does the Bay Area dig itself out?
San Francisco builds much less housing than almost any other metro in the country, particularly compared with metros that also have strong demand. To make a serious dent in our affordability crisis, we would have to build a lot more housing than we build today and than we've built over the past decades.
So to end this affordability crisis, we either need fewer people or more housing. After so many years of underbuilding, Colco says it will take a long, long time, if ever, for supply to meet demand.